special guest joining me here today, the Vitos.
Hey. Sir.
From Vancouver. You guys are here.
Yeah.
You're ready to rock out.
We made it.
And
we made it, Daddy.
We'll get into where you're playing in that afterwards, but let's just talk about you guys' self here. Like, how'd you guys meet and then form the Vitos?
Oh, yeah. It was like about 14 years ago now. So going strong since high school. And me and the guitarist here at Kirk, we basically met during hockey. And then we put out an ad on Craigslist trying to find a singer. Somehow we found a guitar player that said, well, I might be able to sing.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
And play bass. Yeah, yeah. I was
Jack of all trades.
That's right. Yeah.
We really just bullied him into doing it because we didn't want to do it.
Yeah, and I wasn't very good at guitar. So, I was delegated to bass and, you know. Yeah.
All the attention's on the singer anyways, right?
Yeah. 100%, right? Man. Yeah.
They're just the showman.
Exactly.
It's the actual players, the drummers, the guitarists that actually drive the
flair,
band.
The brains,
yeah.
Yeah, man. We've been like touring since high school too. Like even in like spring break of like our final year, we were going down to LA and back and stuff, like with work permits and everything. So like, you know, we come back from into school and stuff, and teacher's like, oh, what'd you guys do for spring break? Oh, you know, I went to my grandma's at the cottage or whatever. We went down to LA and toured, man. We played to nobody.
Yeah, man. We didn't disclose the last part. But
Yeah.
We're also playing to nobody tonight. Yeah. But so, no, I'm just joking.
There's going to be some people there.
Sweet.
You know?
But man, we've been legit since day one.
Yeah,
So how did you guys land on the band name, the Vitos?
It's Kirk's grandpa. He you ever watch Viva La Bam?
I haven't. No, you gotta inform
like
me on
Jackass.
This.
Like
spin
off. Like, but back when Jackass was a TV show, there was one that was just like centric around Bam Margera, and he's got this uncle Vito, big kind of chubby boy with a lazy eye, and Kirk's grandpa is kind of a dead ringer for him, and shout out Vito if you're listening.
I love a story like that, right?
Yeah.
And just pick a name out of the hat. It's got some meaning.
It was his house that we jammed at, so we saw him every day, and we said, "Hey, Vito." And then
because when we were kids, he set us up. He built his garage into a little studio for us, and was always supporting us. And
forced us to play all of his favorite songs, like "Rainbow in the Dark," "Stranglehold," and all these other.
He's
got good taste.
Yeah, man. No, he's a straight up G, so we repaid him by naming him after like one of the ugliest men on planet Earth and then proceeding to name the band after that. So
a little bit of a tribute then.
Yeah,
sweet.
Man.
So then what kind of bands inspired you into the music that you play?
I mean, like from the get go, it was like Royal Blood they've always been so awesome, but like it's changed, like, you know, as we've been a band for 14 years, we've had so many different influences and stuff. So.
Well, when we were younger, we played the obvious songs that everyone plays, and it grew from, like, the casual, like, generic songs to all of the cool things like the Arkells.
Yeah, man, a lot of Californication and Everlong and stuff, you know, just to get the reps in,
Billy Talent.
There you go.
But it really started growing into this, like, we really wanted to be this, like, riffy three-piece thing. So Royal Blood, no, it's just a two-piece, but Death From Above, White Stripes, a lot of two-pieces. We started playing two-piece music with three guys. Thought maybe
easier,
that would be a good idea. I'll take you up on that. But, yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. So... You guys are playing at O'Hanlon's tonight.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever played there before?
No.
It's one of the better live venues for music here in Regina.
Oh, let's go.
Like Regina, I'll cut this out, but Regina doesn't have a whole lot of like great live venues. But when it comes to them, O'Hanlon's, it's right downtown here. There's a good crowd. It's summer, right? Everyone wants to be out having some pints of Guinness or whatever they're drinking and enjoying live music. And so you guys are going to be a perfect fit for it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
What can people expect when they hit up your show tonight?
Well, we're all going to split the G to start, that's for sure.
Yeah.
On stage to kick things off.
That's the opening number. Yeah. And and it's just going to be a high energy, super fun rock show. Yeah.
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 Yeah, man, no, we're kicking off like a 90-minute set. We're going to be playing like a few of the old tunes, a bunch of our record that came out a year or so ago, Right in the Kisser, a few off that. And then we got a couple of the new ones we've been working. We're going to try them out on this tour and see what people think.
So Right in the Kisser, is that a metaphor for how you approach the audience during your set?
Yeah,
in the kisser, hit him right in the face.
Yeah,
It's about 100% from the get go.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So it's not like soft rock. It's real.
It's gonna get
rich. We got a couple. We got a couple tear jerkers, I think.
Yeah, it's alternative rock, but we bring the energy. Yeah.
Every band needs a ballad, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we got our
Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Yeah.
O'Hanlon's tonight. What time you guys go on at?
About 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, so prime time, right? Everyone can do their thing, get ready, look their best.
Yeah,
man.
Hit Scar Street and hit up O'Hanlon's for some great live music.
Yeah, man.
And that's the plan. I also want to talk to you guys about you promoting your new single.
Yeah.
The ICU.
ICU.
Does that come from inspiration of a trip to the ICU or
many actually?
Yeah,
it's a little prone. A
couple of really bad hemorrhoids. Yeah. Yeah. Really bad, man. I was in traction.
We got sponsored by Preparation H. This tour, shout out. Yeah.
Right on.
I don't know, man. We're just I'm a bit of a hypochondriac.
Yeah.
Stole the words out of my mouth.
We kind of all three of us are though.
Yeah. But it's about dissociate. It's like a mental health song, but it's a bit of a banger, I think. Yeah.
We all a few years ago, we moved from Vancouver out to Toronto and we kind of gave it a shot out there all and stuff before 2020. And it was kind of we had all that time where we're away from our parents. So every time something goes wrong, it's like, oh, we got to go to the hospital. We better go to the hospital. Mom can't look at this, we got to go to the hospital.
That's true.
So there's a lot of that going on. Brett had a heart monitor on for a week and stuff. He was going to die.
Nothing was ever wrong with us.
It was just a really strong doobie.
Exactly. Yeah.
But then instead of things getting better, the world had a pandemic, and then that just scared us even more. And
To be honest, that our whole lives of being hypochondriacs actually prepared us perfectly for the pandemic. Yeah. We were actually calm in the face of danger for one,
Exactly.
We've been training our whole lives for that.
Well, that's because the CERB came in.
Yeah, that's right, man. Yeah. Dude, I bought a car with that.
Yes, sir.
I probably shouldn't be admitting that.
Yeah. Payment plan. Yeah. 10 years.
Yeah, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wicked. Once again, the Vitos playing at O'Hanlon's. Pub tonight, 10 o'clock. Be there. Don't miss out.
Yes, sir.